She's been awesome.
You ought to just stack them all together in one. Well, but I guess you have to keep going back in and out.
You kind of did the last one.
We're trying to model ourselves after the healthcare bill.
I'll wait until the media gets back into the room, and we'll entertain them. Carrie, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, good. We're just about ready for you. Not quite. I'm just waiting until Lance gets back in before we... We're back in open session now, and I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we authorize Clay and the committee to move forward in filling the drug treatment court position.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we authorize Clay to move forward in filling the position for the drug treatment court vacancy. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
You bet.
Thank you, bet. See you, Clay.
We'll see you.
Appreciate it. All right. Carrie, come on up.
Get my IT going. There. Nothing makes me more nervous presenting involving a machine.
If I can get you
yeah,
the,
right?
Get
exactly.
you the right.
I know, right? I'll talk to you all day.
HDMI 1, no signal, let's find it. Powering on, please wait. Okay, we'll wait. Still no signal?
Do you want me to scoot over?
Powering on. It's still going through its gyrations.
Nice.
I can get all my
stuff. We'll just have to wait a minute.
Okay. We've got room.
It disappeared here, so that's all right.
That's a good sign.
Oh, here we go.
Absolutely. This is the duty position.
This is the duty spot.
Can I get some
I have to right. tell you, they arrived yesterday.
Okay, HDMI 1.
HDMI 2.
You know what? I can actually have you.
Still nothing.
Give it to Doc.
HDMI 3.
I can
take them to the center tomorrow.
Well, we can do that. But
still
we
nothing. One more.
Come on.
We can do that.
Come on, number 4.
Okay. I'll
give nothing.
Oh, nothing.
Let me just go back up.
Just tell me what to do. Okay,
I nailed those.
Does it say which one it's on?
It's a little on top. Here we go.
If you...
Mike's around if we need him.
Yeah, might have to have him.
The one. I just think it might be one.
Is it one? And I'm on one.
Should I go grab him?
Yeah, fuck it.
Okay, yeah. Just give us some kind of where they go. Tell them what's.
I'll go grab.
Yeah, you might have to get him.
Library, we can do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
County
budget.
The MSO.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Okay. So is there a place to plug in for each one of those? I'm going to go to.
Yeah, you can run a bunch of different stuff into it.
Just tell me where you want to drop them off and do it.
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be awesome. Because that's kind of what we do. I have 6 boxes, I think.
What was this?
I order about 1,000.
Okay.
But we give a pretty good chunk to the chamber. And they're also on our website.
Yes.
And Pinedale Online is going to put them on their website too.
What's so on?
The state of the county.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, are they out?
They are. They came yesterday afternoon.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Love those.
So go down by my office. There's a box that's open if you want to grab.
Oh, great. Yeah. I'll
take a pinch.
Grab one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Oh, it's we've done it now.
Smarter
this
than
is your
us.
Job security right here. Oh, gosh.
It's all over.
So I tried all 4 of the HDMIs.
In here.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Do you want to? Would you have time to visit?
Aha.
Is that, no, that's not your computer, is it?
No.
What the heck button is this?
Yeah.
I noticed.
It's a new day dawning.
I have to look at my drawer and see. I have old ones in my drawer.
What?
Old state of the counties.
Oh.
Because it's like, it's great for.
Did you do anything here?
Sure.
Maybe.
What sure.
When did we build the sand robbers?
Right mouse click.
There's a
right mouse click in here. Yeah. Make sure you're extending your screen.
I can't run it when these guys
can. I know it.
It came back. I was like, I'll get something.
Set up multiple displays. Yeah. Click on the Sony TV.
No, we went through it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and we came out.
There you go.
Oh, did you?
Yes. I didn't realize there was a full kitchen in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, they were, let's see, they were living down there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The EMTs
were. Something.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so now we just go find it.
Yeah.
Need a few more buttons on here.
It's kind of late back today.
Yeah.
So you just got it hooked up.
Hey, there we go.
Hooked up through the Wi-Fi.
So
no, just extending her display.
Oh, I got
now we have to find out. You got to go back to those settings and then click on 2.
Just for the questions.
Right.
And I'll tell you what I told her. That's half a new story.
No. If you've seen the prices, it's a third.
Basically.
The
iron.
I do. I think that is
yeah,
cool.
We're going to get this to cooperate, huh?
I've never had a red car before. Really?
Because we just extended this one.
Exactly.
How about a red? How about a red Suburban?
Nice.
We were just talking Suburban. She brought up the color.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It has to be blue.
Nice.
It has to be politically correct, you know.
And then you just run
it. I think we need to be black so they can't tell us whether it's us or Dick Cheney or
James
Baker. They
put some antennas on it.
Get a really official
dark windows.
Yeah,
dark windows.
Like Carmen or like Campbell County's.
I can't see who's in it. Yeah.
That's the Wyoming.
Great.
You're in charge, huh?
Thank you. That's good.
Where we need to be, huh?
Back this up.
Where is that?
All right, I'm here. Thank you, guys. Wow, that's stressful. I'm here for the Pinedale Fine Arts Council. I know each of you. Tom must be paving, I bet.
Yellowstone.
Maybe. Oh, Yellowstone. Oh, that's much better. Good.
The middle schoolers.
Nice, nice. You guys fund us through the rec board as an alternative form of recreation. We get about $30,000, which is down from past years, but, you know, we've all come down, as we understand. Last year, we made 10,741 contacts in the community. About 4,000 of that was summer soundcheck, like all ages, all generations coming to the park. About 4,000 was the kid programs that we do in the school, and about 3,000 was the community programming, which is what the rec board funding goes to. So with the 10,000, almost 11,000 people, you're getting a lot of bang for your buck. I think we're a bigger program. And this, what we call the rec board is it's a way to mix up the community. You know, we have old timers that subscribe and come to all the shows, and we have, you know, newcomers that come, and it adds to the livability of the community. I have so many oil field wives mainly that tell me, oh, I would never have moved to Pinedale, but I saw the PAC and I saw PFAC. And those are the two things that people know, they can come and see the arts and they feel like it's a vibrant community. The recreation's here, nobody questions any of that. So that's what we add and that's what we give. And the Wyoming Arts Council statewide is 50 years old this year. And so they travel the state making videos about communities and the arts in here. And this is a really, it's a 2 minute 56 video that shows what we do in Pinedale with the arts. And I thought it really drove home. We definitely service both sides of the county. Our fundraiser raised about $15,000 last year. And it was half Big Piney and half Pinedale. So we send half the money to South County and half the money up north. And it's done really well. The seniors from both ends of the county come. The Sublette Center we give free tickets to, and the Marbleton Senior Center. The Marbleton, I think it's one of their favorite events. They pile on the bus. They stop at the Den for dinner. They might have a beer. They come on over to the shows. We had probably 300 people at the show on Friday night. So, yeah, both senior centers adore us. This one focuses on the Pinedale one because they just caught a really good story. So here we go.
As the Wyoming Arts Council celebrates 50 years of arts, we travel across the state exploring how the arts have improved life in the Cowboy State.
I had a parent call me, and she was vacuuming her teenage son's room, and she found a coffee shop gift certificate under his bed. And she said, "Where'd you get this? We didn't buy you this." And he wouldn't tell her. And then she started getting worried, like, where did he get this gift certificate? But he'd won our poetry slam contest, and he was too embarrassed to tell her. And so she called me, and she said, "I had no idea my teenage son was writing poetry." She just said it meant so much to her.
We have a resident here that has dementia. We went to the ballet, and she had had a difficult day. She had been depressed. She had been very agitated.
When we sat down, she was very quiet. The ballet got started, and it was like a jack-in-the-box. She just came alive, and she just, after the ballet, kept squeezing my arm and whispering, "This is better than the ballet in New York."
Dementia is something that kind of robs you of your memories. And to have something like the Eugene Ballet Company come in and give you back your memories, it was nothing short of amazing.
Pinedale was 100 miles from the next closest community. You know, we didn't have a way to access it. So the way to do that was to bring the artists to the community.
When you participate in something that's art-related and you see how much time and money and energy it takes to make these things happen, it actually can enhance giving.
There's been some pretty large studies done on downtown revitalization efforts. Just the curb appeal alone of a business can increase your sales up to 80%. So by incorporating the arts in that and making things look really good actually leads to customer sales.
Tonight we're setting up for one of 11 shows we're doing, pre-shows for the community of Pinedale. I've always liked smaller shows, smaller club shows.
I think that if you want to see, truly see how good a musician is, go to their live shows, because that's where you get their spirit, and then, you know, you get their real voice and their real playing ability.
I don't spend that much time up in Wyoming, but I know that the winters are brutal, and I know that people need to get together and as a community rather than just being in their homes.
It really builds the whole community together. It's a place for them to mingle, to enjoy, get to know each other. You can see old ranchers who have been here 5, 6, 7 generations mixing with oil and gas newcomers who just got here, you know, a couple years ago, and it helps strengthen the community.
So, that's, cool. I just, yeah, we take your money, and I'd like you guys to know what we're doing and how it's being served. And again, it truly is cross county. If you talk to Joan or Amanda down there, they all come, they all enjoy it. Yeah, I think we're making an impact. I thought it was very touching, especially the seniors at Nutcracker. And there were 38 local kids in Nutcracker from both sides of the county as well.
Cool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Life changing for those kids. They'll always remember that.
Do you guys have any coming up?
Huh?
Oliver coming up.
I know. Yes, and both senior centers have their tickets for that already. We have, piles of tickets. It'll be really good. Yeah, there's 70 local people involved in that. An entire local orchestra, which is stunning that we have an orchestra in this county.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Yeah, Kyle Donaldson, who's 9 years old, is a heartbreaker, is all over. He sings perfectly on pitch, and he just has those big eyes. And
awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Do you guys have any questions about PFAC or where we're headed or what we do? Or we feel like it's going well?
Very nice.
Great.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you for your time.
You bet. Thanks, Gary. Why don't you grab the vouchers there, Mac? Pay some bills and do a little old business. Go ahead and start with old business, Commissioner Rawhauser.
Of course you heard a little bit about, we met, Doc and I last week, went to the landfill, of course with WILR, we went to those, and other than that's about it for me.
Okay. Commissioner Burnett?
I would say ditto.
Very good. All right, Commissioner Bousman, give us a little spiel.
Well, we had a successful WIR board meeting. I appreciate you guys all coming and attending and being part of that. And I've heard so far several compliments in regards to the agenda.
Yeah.
So we got her done. We had it in Pinedale. We got through it in good shape.
Good.
The helicopter thing went over really well.
Good.
Ask Commissioner Nelson about that.
Well, that was, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know you were going to do that, or was it just?
Yeah. I wanted to do it, asked if I could. And they put me in the screamer suit, and it was awesome. You'll have to ask Lesta Weiner if I screamed like a little girl, because I'm not going to say one way or the other. But they did take me on an extra specially long ride. Yeah, Lesta radioed up to him and says, "We have Commissioner Nelson on board. Let's take him for a special ride."
And they did. I have a question about, there were two commissioners, one from Casper, one from Campbell County,
yeah.
Right? And are they on the board,
yes,
or did they just choose to come?
They were both on the board.
They're both on the board. Yeah. Okay.
So every county usually picks their chairman to represent their county if they want.
If they, okay.
To go to the WIR meetings.
This was just a board of directors.
This was a board of directors.
This was a board of directors.
So basically, each state can have up to two members on the board of directors. WCCA pays travel expenses and costs for Forest Chadwick. And my understanding is Campbell County is subsidizing the cost for Matt be the second member. It used to be for years Doug Thompson and I were the board, and WCCA paid Doug's expenses, and Sumter County paid my expense for a lot of years to go to those board meetings.
So if we would have chosen to go in, it was in Oregon, I guess, the last one.
That's the WIR meeting.
The WIR meeting.
Yeah.
And the county would have had to.
We'd have. Yeah. And the next WIR meeting, annual meeting, is in Sun Valley, Idaho,
right,
which is fairly close. And it would, I think you'd enjoy it if you've got time to go. It's worthwhile.
Okay. Well, we kind of talked
like
about
May,
it.
It's in May, right?
It's in May. And that'll be the end of my term at that meeting. When that meeting's over, I'll be down as WIR president.
So we'll talk about that a lot.
The Forest Collaborative is in the process of putting together a application for funding called a Joint Chiefs Funding. It's a chief of NRCS and the chief of the Forest Service have this pool of money. It's not absolutely confirmed, I guess. That's what I've been hearing the last week. But we're getting close to having the application done. We had quite a few concerns along the way about amount of detail that the Forest Service needed to provide and whether or not that was there or not. I think we're getting there. And I think we got till end of November maybe to get that submitted. So if it's approved, there'll be, I think, several million dollars that can be used for actual forest management activities within Sumner County. So if it's approved, it can be a big deal. Starting at the Wildland Urban Interface and Hoback Ranches, Monument Ridge, and up towards Union Pass. Cool. If we get the money.
Now, have they had a meeting, the collaborative here lately?
No, I don't believe they have, Mac, but they had this internal committee that was Jill Randall, Jennifer Hayward, Julie Kraft, Weed and Pest, Unified Fire Conservation District.
Okay.
And the Forest Service, both the Pinedale District and the Big Piney District, the State Forestry was part of it, that worked on the details of this application. But the sticking point is ultimately the Forest Service, the money will come to the Forest Service to do the work. And they have to, if they're going to get the money, they have to provide, for example, how long is it going to take to do NEPA? Are we going to be able to do it with a CX or not? If they can't, it probably isn't going to happen. They want to know the schedule of NEPA. They want to know when they're going to initiate activities on the ground. They want to know when are they tentatively planning to actually issue contracts. They want dates. Because the people in D.C. are telling me that this money is going to go to projects that we think are going to get done on the ground.
And this is the new philosophy.
Yeah, and we're not going to give money just to see it set on the shelf somewhere in some regional office and never get spent.
That is a new philosophy.
So that it's kind of encouraging in a way. So we'll see what happens. I think that's all I got, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. I don't believe I have anything to report, so nothing exciting.
You posted in the IR.
I did.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
You told some stories.
Told a few stories at WIR. And that was,
enjoyed the cowboy poetry.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. My favorite part of the whole deal was the helicopter ride. It was awesome. You know, kudos to our search and rescue. They know what they're doing. They got it.
The only thing could have made that more successful, we could have had Senator Ron Wyden from Oregon in that screamer suit.
Got that right.
He's the one we're depending on to get
for
the money
for the
SRS.
Yeah, SRS. Yeah, no doubt. That would have been ideal. Yeah, that's it for me. You have some business for us, Mary?
I got a little bit of business, not a lot.
Okay.
I have a couple of abatements.
Oh, goody.
Mine gets real, it's starting to get light.
Is it getting light?
Yeah.
It'll work.
You're stamping too hard.
We'll make it through today.
Okay.
Don't give us so many bills.
You're stamping.
Just throw out every other one.
Yeah. Just stamp every couple.
Can I pick the ones I want to throw out?
No, you need to be random.
So then I have, if you'll recall at the last meeting, you guys passed a resolution declaring October as Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Yeah.
And you signed their beautiful resolution.
Yeah, we got
I have the ugly resolution.
Yeah.
This is the one that we record.
Okay.
I'm sorry, it's 2 pages. It's kind of long in minutes. Got a lot of signatures.
Got a lot of stuff there.
And then when you're done signing that, Andy, I need to have you sign this. This is the notice to proceed in the contract for the manhole project.
Okay.
Out here. And we have already awarded that and stuff. This is just follow-up paperwork.
Okay.
For it. And you got to do it 3 times.
Three.
There's one.
Right. There. They were okay with our time frame and penalties?
Guess so.
They signed it. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Other things, the state of the county report, which I laid copies on your desks this morning, came yesterday, and I have them down in the office.
Look very
I'm
nice.
I think we'll just distribute them like we have in the past. I'll send a bunch down with Mac and Doc to put on the public counters down in Big Piney Marbleton, and then we put them on our counters here in the courthouse. I send some over to the chamber, and then I have the rest available here. And Lance has graciously offered to come and meet with me, and we'll do a little dog and pony about the state of the county tomorrow that we'll get a little publicity. So
fair enough.
The other thing you need to know that it's also on our website, and it will also be on Pinedale Online's website too. So she was going to try to get it downloaded yesterday.
Sure.
So anyway, it's out there. If you have anyone who I have a couple of people that I mail them to.
Okay.
And if you have anybody else that you can think of that needs one mailed to them, I'm happy to do that.
Perfect.
So, but that's our distribution plan, and it seems to work out pretty well.
Correct. Put Betty on the mailing list.
She's on it. And then I also have been visiting with the Hoback Ranches folks on numerous things. I was approached by their couple members of the Service Improvement District, being Bill Connolly and Dave Nemitz, and concerning CMAQ money for dust abatement on the roads. I did contact YDOT, and they seem to think that special district can apply directly for CMAQ funding, since we are a CMAQ county.
Okay.
Because I asked them, I said, do they need to be included in our application? Can they apply on their own? Whatever. And from all the indications, it looks like that they can apply directly themselves. So
terrific.
I shot them right to YDOT, and they can figure out what to do. They said that they want to ask for $12,000 for MAG water.
And then they would have the ability to get reimbursed for applying MAG. Good.
Right.
Anybody want to see MAG stand for?
Congestion mitigation air quality. Yeah.
That's all we need MAG.
That's why we buy. That's what we buy MAG with.
Dust suppression.
Yeah, dust suppression.
You had no idea that CMAC stood for dust suppression. It was not that simple, did you?
Could you say DS?
Yeah, DS.
Everybody'd understand that.
I was also looking on our calendar in November. Our second meeting, we go to Big Piney again.
Okay.
And just wanted to know if you guys wanted to cancel breakfast that morning.
Yeah, we do.
Like 30 biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, it's a water hole.
Yeah.
You can get them with 30, yeah.
I was really disappointed when I got the email that you two wouldn't be here for breakfast this morning.
Well,
did you guys go?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
Anybody show up?
Yeah,
no.
A few.
Not very many.
Maybe you ought to think about having one breakfast a month.
Might be. Although we do enjoy you guys coming over early. So.
I'm up every morning exercising.
Even though you got the day off?
Even when I have the day off.
I'll be darned.
I would speak to most of you exercising.
It doesn't take me long to go back into my chair for a nap.
So we're going to finish paying bills here, Lance, and then we'll break for lunch. Before you take off, though, I would like to just express to you my gratitude to you for just writing the news. Appreciate it. This has been a different type of a relationship that we've had with the newspaper for quite a while.
Oh, I get a little heat from Joy.
Oh, I'm sure.
What was that, Lance?
Sure.
I catch a little heat from Joy.
Yeah.
Oh.
But
all the PR paper. Yeah, right. Newspaper's awesome.
It
thank
is positive.
You. And thank you so much.
Good. Yes.
We appreciate it.
I don't look for scandals around every tree because I don't think boards in Wyoming set out to do.
You know, and truly, we don't meet to stir stuff up. We really don't.
Well, I think that's, Andy, what you said when, who was it, a woman spoke up that here was your chance to do good for all these people.
Yeah.
And you said as we have that chance every time we meet.
Right.
And honestly, I don't think anybody believes that the Pinedale Town Council or the Sublette County Commission intends to do harm.
Right.
I just can't believe that people set out to hurt their community. Or
it's true. You know, we vote our conscience and then we move on.
Yeah.
So thank you, Lance. I appreciate it.
Very much. I got a call the other day from a friend of mine that had been talking to you. And she said that you're looking into doing some, like, historical. That would just be great to do some things about the history of the county. That would really sell newspapers.
It would.
People would love to read that kind of stuff.
Yeah, true story.
So anyway, good deal.
Yeah, good work, Lance. Thank you.
I got a couple of bad boys here for you.
Oh.
You'd love this.
I just know where it's coming. Hello.
$15 million to $20 million there for many years.
This is my scholarship kid that didn't tell me where he's gone.
Oh.
So I'm going to give him some money.
Mary, would you mind signing this instead of the sixth commissioner?
No, that would be funny.
Yeah. Time is far more important than I sign the check that he gets paid with, isn't it?
Yeah.
And my signature is on that.
Yeah.
Can I send a sticky note with this? Sure. Are you bitching about now?
Yeah.
Call me if you have any bitches.
Yeah.
Mary.
Bennett.